आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट ओवर 61,000 अपॉइंटमेंट लेटर्स एट 18th रोजगार मेला टुडे। गवर्नमेंट सिलेक्ट्स 5 कंपनीज अंडर PLI स्कीम to achieve production of white goods worth over 8,300 crore rupees. Election Commission warns strict action against booth-level officers for dereliction of duty and misconduct. Cooperation Minister Amit Shah to launch One District, One Cuisine scheme to mark Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations in Lucknow today. Country's foreign exchange reserves surge to $700 billion till mid-January. Representatives from Russia, Ukraine and US hold first round of peace talks in Abu Dhabi. Negotiations to continue today. And in cricket, India thrashed New Zealand by 7 wickets in second T20 at Raipur. Take a 2-0 lead in 5-match series. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. Rozgar Mela is a key government initiative which aims at employment generation. Since its inception, more than 11 lakh recruitment letters have been issued through Rozgar Melas organized across the country. The government has selected 5 companies in the 4th round of the production-linked incentive PLI scheme for white goods with a committed investment of 863 crore rupees. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry stated that these 5 companies are engaged in manufacturing of air conditioner components and are expected to achieve a total production of over 8,300 crore rupees and generate 1,799 additional direct jobs by financial year 2027-28. The Election Commission of India has issued directions to chief electoral officers of all states and union territories regarding disciplinary action against booth-level officers in case of dereliction of duty and misconduct. In a letter to the CEOs, the Commission stated that cases involving dereliction of duty, negligence, misconduct, willful non-compliance of its instructions, or violation of the provisions of the Representation of the People Act 1950 and the Registration of Electors Rules 1960 will invite strict action, including suspension. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will address the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations as the chief guest in Lucknow today. On the occasion, Mr. Shah will launch the One District, One Cuisine ODOC scheme. Under the initiative, the distinctive traditional cuisine of each district of Uttar Pradesh will be identified and linked with quality improvement, branding and market access so that local flavors gain not only regional but also national and global recognition. During the celebrations, the Union Minister will also inaugurate the Sardar Patel Industrial Zone program. The 4th edition of India Energy Week, IEW 2026, will be held in Goa from the 27th to the 30th of this month. Addressing the curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi last evening, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said IEW 2026 reflects India's commitment to energy security, economic growth and sustainability. He said the 4-day event will position India as a key global energy hub and a credible voice in the global energy transition.
So we started from 30,000, we've reached 75,000 plus. Exhibitors were 316 in 23, went up to 445 in 24, went to 570 in 25, and it's over 600 now. International exhibitors in 2023, there were 93. It has gone up to 180 now. It went from 93 to 155, 189, 180. So this is a very, very impressive figure for any international platform of this kind.
We have more from our correspondent.
The India Energy Week 2026 is expected to be the largest edition so far. The event will witness 75,000 delegates, more than 600 exhibitors, including 180 international exhibitors, over 500 global speakers, and over 120 conference sessions. Union Petroleum Minister informed that 17 ministers and deputy ministers from countries, including the UAE, Canada, the Netherlands, and Oman, have confirmed their participation. International organizations such as the International Energy Forum, BIMSTEC, and the Eurasian Economic Union will also take part. Mr. Puri added that several side events and roundtables will be organized alongside the main conference. These include the 9th Prime Minister's Roundtable. During the roundtable, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with global CEOs, public sector undertakings, and private sector leaders from leading global energy and technology companies. Ankit Kumar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. In the special series today, our correspondent takes a look at the four-laning of the Raipur-Korebor section of NH-30 in Chhattisgarh.
The four-laning of the 43-kilometer-long Raipur-Korebor section of NH-30 marks a major step forward in highway modernization in central Chhattisgarh. The project was implemented by the National Highways Authority of India under the National Highway Development Programme. This project was sanctioned in September 2016 at an approved cost of 987 crore and 88 lakh rupees. During the execution, the project encountered a combination of material supply constraints and inter-ministerial coordination challenges that affected construction sequencing. The land was later identified as DRDO land, which required formal transfer and permission to operate under the framework of the Ministry of Defence. The project was reviewed under Pragati in February 2023, which brought focused attention to the pending land and material supply issues. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India's foreign exchange reserves witnessed a significant increase of over $14.16 billion, reaching over $701 billion for the week ending on 16th of January. According to the Reserve Bank of India, foreign currency assets, which form the largest component of the reserves, climbed over $9.6 billion to $560.5 billion during the week. Preparations are in full swing for the 77th Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path in the national capital on Monday. The parade will exhibit a unique blend of the country's culture, its military prowess, and its celebrated legacy. Different marching contingents of the armed forces and tableau from different states will present glimpses of diverse strengths and cultural inclusiveness. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief of Staff, Delhi Sub-Area, Major General Navraj Thillon said, on this Republic Day, the Indian Army will present a tableau on Operation Sindoor, showcasing the country's victory and the jointness of tri-services displayed during this operation. Air Commodore Manish Sabharwal informed that the tableau on Operation Sindoor will feature the symbolic launch of a BrahMos by a Su-30, which destroyed one of the Pakistani air bases.
We have shown the symbolic launch of a BrahMos by a Su-30, which had gone and destroyed one of the air bases and destroyed the hangar. We have showcased the air defense elements, S-400, elaborated that this has been the first ever longest claimed shot by air defense weapon, more than 300 kilometers. That has also been showcased there. And this is just to once again highlight the resolve of our country that together, if we fight, victory is inevitable and it will always be ours.
Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities, with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, at present Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history. She demanded action, including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness, allowing civic services to function properly, ensuring the safety of religious minority groups, women, girls and the most vulnerable sections in society. Ms. Hasina also called for an end to politically motivated acts intended to intimidate the Bangladesh Awami League and other opposition parties and invited the United Nations to conduct a new and truly impartial investigation into the events of the past year. Urging the citizens of Bangladesh not to give up, she called for public support to reclaim democracy.
The nation has been plunged into an age of terror, relentless and suffocating. Democracy is now in exile. Human rights have been trampled into the dust. Freedom of the press has been extinguished. Violence, torture and sexual assault against women and girls raised unchecked. In this grave hour, the entire nation must rise, united and galvanized by the spirit of our great liberation war.
Representatives from Russia, Ukraine and the United States held talks at Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, yesterday in the first round of trilateral negotiations on resolving the Moscow-Kyiv crisis. The meeting was attended by all three countries since the conflict between Russia and Ukraine began nearly 4 years ago. U.S. officials said the talks were productive and will continue today as well, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian President Vladimir Putin must be ready to end the war he started. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for dense to very dense fog over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi today. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in the second T20 at Raipur last night to take a 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. Chasing a target of 209 runs, India achieved the score for the loss of 3 wickets in 15.2 overs, riding on skipper Suryakumar Yadav's blazing unbeaten knock of 82 runs off 37 balls and Ishan Kishan's whirlwind 76 from 32 balls. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sunil. In its top story, the Times of India has quoted the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen as saying that the trade deal with India would be one of the largest agreements of its kind globally, creating a market of 2 billion people. The Indian Express carries an interview of Vice President of the European Commission, Kaya Kallas, where she has stated that India-EU free trade agreement can lower reliance on China, Russia and the United States. The Tribune carries a photograph of tourists flocking the snow-covered ridge in Shimla with the headline Season's First Snow in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir. Rain ends prolonged dry spell in Punjab, Haryana. About 2,400 flights have been delayed or cancelled in the United States as the country braces for a major ice storm, reports Hindustan Times. About half the population of the US is in the path of heavy snow and crippling ice, writes the paper. According to government data, as many as 71 fugitives wanted by India were located in foreign countries in 2024-25, the highest in the last 12 years, reports The Hindu. In its editorial piece, Hindustan Times comments on the proposed ban by Andhra Pradesh government on children under 16 accessing and using social media. Social media ban alone won't work. Protecting children online calls for a range of measures, including improving parental awareness to monitor risky behavior, states the paper. And finally, the Asian Age carries the story of how, in a first-of-its-kind theft, scrap mafia stole a 60 feet long and 5 feet wide iron bridge weighing around 30 tons overnight in Chhattisgarh by dismantling it, cutting into pieces and carrying it away. Of the 15 people identified as involved in this theft, 5 have been arrested, adds the paper. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to distribute over 61,000 appointment letters at 18th Rozgar Mela today. Government selects 5 companies under PLI scheme to achieve production of white goods worth over 8,300 crore rupees. Election Commission warns strict action against booth level officers for dereliction of duty and misconduct. Cooperation Minister Amit Shah to launch One District, One Cuisine scheme to mark Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations in Lucknow today. Country's foreign exchange reserves surged to $700 billion till mid-January. Representatives from Russia, Ukraine and US hold first round of peace talks in Abu Dhabi. Negotiations to continue today. And in cricket, India thrashed New Zealand by 7 wickets in second T20 at Raipur, take a 2-0 lead in 5-match series. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.